We end up with him at Aleph. Kosu Sadin Shel Butz. Yakir Shavida Sayyim Bebig De Butz. Vishacha Hoyolayvitz Plusim Shel Shmaina Osa Mona. And altogether it was 30 Mona. So the Gemara asks, Vetane Minyona Osa Lashminen? The Gemara says, Hokamashmalon de Botzer Mahani Loinavit. Al Koponim, that less than 30 mone one should not make. Hoi Botzer Mahani Utfei Ahani, Vetofi Ahani, less Lonbo. So that means, so from Rashi it would seem that there was a Mesoire. That there has to be a shavius of 30 mone, but if he'll, the 30 mone does not have to be exactly the ratio of 18 to 12. Let us see what Rashi says. Tone mitane min yonos alashminin, diktone hakar shloishe mone, vichi ein onu yoidim sheshmoina osar, shneim osar, shloishim. We can figure out to add without the Tana telling us. Hakamashmalon lahochi hada kailinu lashminin dahod shloishimone sacha kulu diyoib shiur a little mina hegdish. That one should take so much from hegdish, ubotsim shloishimone leilevet sacha kul. The begodim should not be worth less than shloishimone. Hoi botser mehani de shachis mishmaina also. But the ratio of 18 to 12, v'tofi yahani da'arvis mishnei mosa less lombo. So Rashi would see, if it would be 17 and 13, it also would be good. Omar Rav Hune bereid Rabbi Loi, oh no, Zutig Mora Vaita, the kula alma miyis the shachar adife. He said, we have a machloikis, the exact value, how much they should be worth, 30 monem. Or 30 money, or 20 money, according to Rav Meir. But the kula alma mi is the shachar adife. But the begodim shel shachar were worth more than the begodim of bein abayim. Min nolon, omar Rav Huna bereid Rav Eloi omar kro, bad, muvchal bebad. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvis. Let us see the bottom Taisvis. Bad. Nirali, so it says, now these, it says four times is that the big day bad by the Avoide Shel Shachar is nirali chad legufe. One says to tell us that you wear big day lava. The chad bad loshen levat. A lotion of only. Shein loivish im mohem big days of, keder shu oise kol yamais hashone. Ubat shlishi loimer yaiser toiv mi bat shalsha yamais hashone. That's the third bat, that it's a better quality than the bat of the whole year. Varevi loimer shetoiv mishal arvis. So the emison hanegei alonu is the fourth bat. The fourth bat tells that the Gemara asks the shachar adifim in olon. The Gemara says it says four times bat, so it comes according to the first pshat that the fourth bat is megalatos that the begodim shall, since this psukim, the four times bat is written by the big delovan shall shachar, so it's coming to tell us that it should be mubcho from the begodim shall be nabai. That's one mahala. Inami bad shlishi revi midrashochi. Bad hamuvchal shebebad. Bad, the bad that's muvchal shebebad. So the first is, and then the cheshbin would be, since it is written by the big day lovin shel shachar, so by the big day lovin shel shachar, it says it should be muvchal. So Memela, so from this we know that it's not written by Big Day Lovin Shel Bein Arbaim. So Vaisa is the Din Mufchor is by the Big Day Lovin Shel Shachar. Bad, bad. Let us see Rashi. Abo zimni ksiv belvishis bigdei shachis. Lemeimer davi bad, bad hamufchal bebad. So Tuvi Hammer wanted to say pshat and Rashi that be'emison Rashi is not like Taisvis. Rashi seems to say Abo zimni ksiv belvishis bigdei shachis lemeimer. From the four times we learn this drasha. So how do you, that it should be muvchal bebad. This should be, so you want to say, could be Rashi learns pshat, bad, bad. The linen of the linen begodim, what kind of a linen is it? Is bad, bad, it's a muvchal shebebad. Bad ha muvchal bebad. So could be all four words are telling us one halacha. That in since it's written Belvishes Big Day Shachis, so it's telling us that the Levishes Big Day Shachis have to be Mufcha Bebat. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Meisve. It says Aposik in Yecheskel, Velovshu Begodim Acherim, Lo Yekachu Esa'om Bibigdeya. Anegei Alonu, the kashes from the Lovshu Begodim Acherim. Now let's just go a little further and then we'll see Rashi. My love Acherim Chshuvim Mehem, that the Acherim are Chshuvim Mehem, loy Acherim Pchusim Mehem, the Pchusim. Now let us see Rashi Pshatn the kashen and Pshatn the Teretz. Meisvei Garsinin Bereishe, Vahoda Garsinin Toni Rav Shmuel. The next Gemara. Rashi comes to Bafuki, the Meiri is a whole different pshat. The Sugya, Mistome, this is, Rashi doesn't want to say this pshat. Meisvei v'lovshu begodim acherim. The Pasuk says, v'lovshu begodim acherim legersinen v'kolvu el asher la'om, tohukro le'gabi sheiris ksiv, le'gabi godim she'ochlu behem, le'yapshluk mi'biyem ekipurum. That Pasuk is speaking about something else in Gansan. The Gemara is asking from a different pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, "Ubetzeisom el chotzer achitzayne." When they'll go to the chotzer achitzayne, the ikelo ukmi. This pasuk, we could that sign be Yom Kippurim. This pasuk is speaking about Yom Kippurim. Dachsiv la el minei, v'ahoya bevoyam el sharei hechotzer hapnimis. Let us see the bar, big, when they come into the chotzer apnimis, big day, pishtim yilbosho. They should wear big day pishtim. V'lo yale aleihem tzemel. So the previous pasuk says that when the kohen goes into the chotzer apnimis, he should only wear big day pishtim, he should not wear big day tzemel. So what is this pasuk speaking about? Zok Rashi, havadi b'yayim akipurim ksiv. The I bishar yemois hashone, if it's speaking about the other days of the year, ayika me'il, the kulei tcheles, the choishen, the eifoid, and with the other shen being the avne, the ispei tcheles. So memele, and here it says when they come into the sharei hachotzer apnimis, they should only wear big day pishtim. So our koch is speaking about Yom Kippurim. And the Shari Yachotz Apnimis means that they go into the Kodesh Kadosh. Then it says, Uchsiv Basrei, afterwards it says, Ubitzeisom Elechotzer Achitzoino, when they'll leave the Kodesh Kadoshim, and they'll go to the Azore, is Yivshitu Es Bigdeim, they should take off these Begodim, these Bigdei Pishtim they should take off, V'lovshu Begodim Acherim, they should put on different Begodim. Because Alke Daitoch, the Hochi Koma, that the Pasuk says as follows, that she put on Begodim Acherim, Uchshe Yarzer, V'yikonesh, Shom, Bein Arbaim. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that they should put on Begodim Acherim, that when they'll go back into the Kodesh Kadoshim, Uchshe Yarzer, V'yikonesh, Shom, Bein Arbaim, V'lovash big day bad acherim. So they should put on different big day bad. V'lo yes harishainim. Es the Rishainim, they take off. And now they should, they'll put on Begodim Acherim, different Begodim, different Bigdei Pishtan. That means for entering the second time in the Kodesh Kedoshim, Lohitzi Akaf Amachtim, you wear different Bigdei Pishtan. Umishum Deloi Rimzo Moshe B'Yeraise. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have a Beferish Posik that says Beferish that the Kohen Gadol went in again into the Kodesh Kadoshim to be Moitzi the Kafa Machte. Ve'hilchese Havi Gemirlo. Here Rashi says there's Alocha L'Moshe Misinai that he had to go in again. Osa Yecheskel Va'asmeche Yakro. So this new Levisha of the Knesset into the Kodesh Kadoshim, this new Levisha of Big Day Lovam, to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim again for the Tzos Kafu Machta, is Be'emesin is Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, but this, Son Yecheskel wrote it down. Va'asmecha Yakro. V'loy Yekachu Esa'om D'chsiv B'seif Emil Sachiti. This is something else. She is Arvu Ima'om Yilbishu Big Day Chayl. Means later, after all the Avodas, they should not wear Big Day. Kodesh is only wear Big Day Chayl. Aber al koponim velovshu begodim acherim. He says the pasuk tells us yivshitu as bigdayim. They take off the first bigday lovam, and velovshu begodim acherim, and they'll put on a second time bigday lovam. Is my love acherim cheshuvim mehem. So the second begodim they're putting on are more choshuv than the first begodim. The ilav leilavinu, because if the purpose of this new levisha is not to make better begodim, lama li lemichtav acherim, the mashme shelo yedaimim l'rishayne. He says, Rashi weiss tachois, the raya is from the word acherim. V'lovshu begodim. It says, in the pasuk it says that they should take off v'yivshitu v'tzeisim alachachot achitzayne yivshitu as bigdayim. And then they're putting on begodim. So it should say v'lovshu begodim. These they took off. And they'll put on begodim. It's a different begodim. Those they took off. So why does it say acherim? So acherim means a different type of beged, a different quality of a beged. Because if it's the same quality, so why does it say acherim? The mashmesh li yedaimim l'rishayim. So the Gemara says, Loi Prusimehem, Lefisha Avoida Rishoina Cheshuve. The first Avoida that was done with the Big Day Love was a Choshev Avoida, Umechaperes, Vizu Eina Lelefaneis Es Hamokim. This is only to empty out the Kodesh Kadoshim, Shein Kovid, Shiu Menochim Shom, that it should remain there, the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kafu Machta. Lefikach Shina Hakosuv Bibgodim Lifchais. The problem is, what was the havamin of the Gemara? What mahichi teisi? Why did the Gemara? The Gemara asked Akasha from it. Taka acherim, Rashi bavorns that since it says acherim, it doesn't mean the mash meshulo yidoyim lo rishonim. That's sure. It's not the same. It's a different quality. I mean, mahichi teisi could ask Akasha to say that it's a raya that's better begodim. The Meiri says, "Vaday acher shehiskikam laacherim." Why does the Chalaldus have to put on different begodim? What's wrong with the first begodim? So that alone, that he's putting on, he's changing the begodim. So the Gemara held leilui ulachshivis umiskaven. It would seem from the Meiri that the Meiri means as follows. Why do you have to change the begodim? So that alone that you're changing the begodim, you're putting on new begodim, so that alone is a cheshivis. Now Rashi's Moisev, it says Acherim, that they're a different type of a Beged. So the Gemara held, so that spells out that it's a Beged, a better Beged. The Etzem changing is Moira and Chshivis, and it's a different type of a Beged, so it's a Bochoshev a Beged. The Gemara says, no, it's the other way around, that the Veker, that he shouldn't wear such a Choshev a Beged, because he's doing an Abayda B'chuseh. The Taisus HaRosh and the Taisus Yishonim want to say a different teretz and the Havamin of the Gemara. The Lovash Begodim Acherim includes also the Big Day Zov. Because Lamaisa, after he took off the Big Day Lovon, he put on Big Day Zov. The Big Day, and it also includes these new Big Day Lovon. It includes everything. Now the Big Day Zov was Icha more Choshev than the Big Day Lovon. So Memele, and since in the Big Day Acherim we're including Sai Big Day Zov and Sai Big Day Lovon, so the Gemara held that the Lovon is Dumi Yedishal Zov, just like the Zov is more Choshev, so the Lovon is also more Choshev. So the Gemara says no, it's a Hakadisa, a Hakadisa. The Big Day Zov could be as more Choshev, but the Big Day Lovon could be as not as Choshev. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tani Rav Hune ba Yehude, wa Omri lo Rav Shmur ba Yehude, achar she kolsa avoide sibo, after the koyin ended avoide sibo, koyin she osasa loy imoy ksaynes, loybsha va oivet bo avoide siochet. A koyin that his mother made for him aksaynes, so he can put that on and do avoydes yochid. Ubilvad sheyimseren ol tzibo, but you have to make sure that the aksaynes was nimsal tzibo. We'll see soon what this means. So the gemara pshite. So what's the chiddush? You're allowed to do it. Acher shekolsa avoydes sibo kain shasla loyim aksaynes loyv shavoyvid ba avoydes yochid. So the gemara pshite. Why not? Maybe it wasn't given over to the Tzibur B'Leib Sholem. So it's telling us no, that for Avodas Yochid it is Mutter. Now let us first see Rashi. So Rashi says, Avodas Yochid, Eitzos Kaf Umachte, She'ein No Tzricha LeTzibur. That is not an avoider for the tzibur. The avoider for the tzibur was the knise bekafu machte, the haktorim, the kodesh kadoshim. To taking it out, that's not a tzorich for the tzibur. Alafishu metelis olav lefanis es hamokim. That's his chiyuv. That he brought in the kafu machte. He can't leave it there. It's not the kodesh kadoshim is not a storage place. Lefikach koyre lo. Avoides yochid. Ubilvad sheyimsereno letzibur. Saif saif me avoides sibur. That means it's fault from the avoides. It's not for the tzorech hatzibur, but from the avoides of the kohen gadol. So memele, so you need big day kohune that belong to the tzibur. Kach nire beinai. Vani shamati. So Rashi, so what is was Rashi mechadish? Avoides yochid means. For the Hitzos Kaf Ublachto, you can use the Ksoines Sha'osa Soloi Imoi. Vanisha Mati Avoides Yochid Mikro Parsha. Lamaise, the Kohen Gadol used to learn the Parsha Sayyim. This Nama Masnisen Koire Beitzdeles Lovon Mishaloi. And that's what the Agamora means. That the Kriya could be Be'itzel mishaloi, that's called avodas yochid. Bekosheli begava the lois nan hosam uvachim seren ol tzibur fakert. That taki be'itzel slava mishaloi is taki mamishes. There bechlal there's no din of big day kohune which have to be nimsal the tzibur. Now, let me just say over the Meiri says Pshat in our Gemara. I don't know if it's a Dover Muskim, the other Rishonim learned like this, but this is how the Meiri says Pshat in our Gemara. He says as follows. Number one, he says, Bigdei Kohune Einam Boim Elo Mishel Tzibur. There's a halacha of Bigdei Kohune that Kohune have to belong to the Tzibur. He can't have his own Bigdei Kohune. It has to belong to the Tzibur. He says further, V'kayin sheyesh loy ksaynes mishaloy, a kayin that has his own ksaynes, hoy sheasasoy imoy, af al pi shemakdisha la'avaydis atzmoy. Now he was magdishit that this should be la'avaydis atzmoy. That means, I'm only going to use this ksaynes for my avoid. I won't use it for anything else. Ain't a klum. That's nothing. That's not kosher bigdei kohune. Ella in kain meisra letzibo lihiyoiso shalahem. Before it becomes a kosher beggar, it has to belong to the tzibo. Can't belong to him. It can't be, I have a beggar, I'll use my beggar for the avoid. It has to belong to the tzibo. Einam boim elo mishel tzibo, it has to belong to the tzibo. Kishar begodim shabazor. It has to be given over. The was a Pinchas Hamalbish. It's brought down that he took care of all the big day kohuna. It has to be given over to him. This belongs to the tzibur. Moscho le tzibur. It was given over to the tzibur. Harei hi acha kach yishal tzibur. It was given over to the tzibur. So by mele. So this is the, now it's a kosher big day kohuna. Bamedvorim amurim, and that's no shail about it. So that's kosher. Bamedvorim amurim shemosro koidim sheyavoid. That means it was given over before he's doing the avoid. Avol I loimosro bishasagdeishoi. But when he was magdish the beged, is magdish the beged for the avoid, he didn't give this over. He wants to do the avoid himself on this. He's not giving it over to them. Elo shema'ak v'latzmai. He doesn't want to give it over. He made a choshev a beggar. Now any kain is going to use it. The Baal halter is. So his hegdish, the Baal was only a hegdish of his magdishit for avoid, but it wasn't meisered l'tzibur. V'achshav vo l'avoid bo. Now he wants to do the avoid. Hu meisro. So now he puts it on for the avoid. And now he's saying, but it belongs to the tzibur. That means the whole Nesina Litzibur was when he put it on to do the Aveda Sibur. Einai Moisro Belev Sholim Bayin Yofa. So this already is a little fluky. The whole time it was by him in his closet. He didn't give it over to them. And now when he puts it on, he's saying, you know, I'm giving it to the Tzibur. It's not mine, it's the Tzibur's. So there's a Chshash, Einai Moisro Belev Sholim Ubaayin Yofa. Maybe Take... That's what he's saying, but what does he mean? What does he hold? Could be Taka, he's not Moisa Belev Shalom. So therefore, we're Chayish. Maybe it's not Belev Shalom. But Lidach Gisa, it's Dvorim Shebelev. I mean, he's saying, Zogin Zakta Dachandash, his actions maybe are a little, they don't look too chosh of his actions. About Kaponim, Zogin Zakta Dach, he's giving it over to the Tzibur. So he says, but we're chayish, maybe it's, he doesn't really mean what he's saying. Ve'ein chayishishin bekach la'avoydas yochit. O la'avoydas zibo chayishishim. So that's how the Meiri learns Pshat in our Gemara. The Meiri learns Pshat in our Gemara, there's two oifanim of Mesira le'tzibo. If he went before and gave it over to the tzibo, that's kosher v'yosh. That's no shayla whatsoever. Our Gemara is speaking about that Bedavka, he didn't give it over to the Tzibur. No, B'shas Tavoyde, he puts it on, and then he says that he's Meisered L'Tzibur. So since there are some Pikpukim on this Mesire, Mestama Me'iker Adin, we could be Soymech that, he's saying he's giving over. So Legabi, the Avoyde Satzibur, they didn't want to be Machshel such a beggar. The Gabi, the Avedis Hayochid, they wanted to be Marsha the Beged. That's how the Meiri learns that. So the Meiri learns that even though I mean, looking at the Gemara, Pshita, the Rashi said in the Tzibah, Pshita, Ma'ad Atem Anecha Shalmi Yimishchani Yofi Yofi, Kamash Malon. So we go away from the Gemara that he is Ba'isad Yofi Yofi. So we don't know clearly, so why Davka Vei the Shochit? The Gemara is very unclear. The Meiri says Pshat, that Fakert, it's Kamash Malon, Legabi Avei the Shochit, we're Seimech, that it was Nimsa Letzibah, Legabi Vei the Tzibah, we're not Seimech on that. The Migdash David wants to say a different explanation, what the difference is between the Avodas Yochid, which is the Tzos Kafa Machte, and the Avodas Sibur, which is the Avodas Shel Shachas. So he wants to say that in the Big Day Lovon Shel Shachar, the Kohen Gadol did other things besides the avoda while wearing them. For example, b'shasta hagrola, he also wore big day lovon. And he says, be'emesin, this is only a din darabonon, min ha'teire, b'shasta hagrola, he didn't have to wear big day lovon. It's not an avoda. Darabonon wanted he should wear big day lovon. So be'emesin, there's a problem. So since he's not doing the avoda, so how is he permitted to wear it? So he says there's a klal, leiv bezdin masna leim. That bezdin is masna on, and the hegdish of the, like this, it would be like a me'ila, a gezel. That means it's only yours for avoida. This is not avoida. So there's a din, leiv bezdin masna leim. So bezdin is masna, that is, the things what they want to be done in these begodim, it's also permissible to wear the begodim for other purposes. So there's a leiv bezdin masna that it can be worn even shaloi b'shas avoda. So he wants to say this halacha of leiv bezdin masna is davke by something that belonged to the tzibur, that was bought with tzibur's money. So memel, there's a leiv bezdin masna that he can wear it at different times also. But something that was misnadiv to the tzibur from a yochid, there is no din of leiv bezdin masna. So he wants to say pshat. So the reason he could only, the reason he could only, you could only use his begodim for the Bein Arbayim is not because there's a, he wasn't Nimsa Yofa. We have a Kamash when he is a Maisa Yofa. No, the reason is because by the Big Day Lovon Shel Shachar, we needed the Leiv Bezdin Masna in order to permit him to do other Pa'ulas in these begodim. And the leiv bezdin masna is only on that which belongs to the tzibur, not on a matona of a yochid to the tzibur. That's how he wants to say pshat. Let us see Tosfos. Neichush shema lo yimserena yofi yofi. Kamash malon. That what we do say, that he gives over, we don't make chakiris, we say that he gave over. Vom shebelev einem dvorim. I say, Mistami meant to give it over in ganze. Afilu lerabonon de rabbiyesi beper kabayis valiye, de svire lohu shemrei svichim bishviyis neutlin schoron mitrumas alishke. Rabbi Yosi Omer af oroitzel is nadev bechinam oise. There it's speaking about if it's shviyas and they needed shomrim to watch the svichim, that which grew in shviyas, the svichim of seorim that should be used for the ktsiras haomer. So there were shomrim. Now there's a machloikis tanoim. The Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosi, if the Shemrim got paid, did they get paid for the Shmira, yes or no? So the Chachamim hold, you had to pay them. Rabbi Yosi said, Af ha-reitze lisnadev bechinam oise. A Shemer that wants to be a Shemer for free, let him be a Shemer for free. The comma, the pligi b'meichesh dilme loimosa letzibo yofe, the rabbonon sovri chayshinin, Rabbanan Sovri Chashin. So we would see from the Gemara Bob Metzia, the Machlokes is as follows. According to Rabbi Yossi, that the Shomer is watching it for free, so it seems there that the Shomer wants to be koine the Seirim, that he's watching, it's Hefke the Kesarim, and he wants to be koine them. And he'll give over the Seirim to Hekdish. If he gets paid for his shmire, then it seems he's not koine them, then he's not koine the Seirim. So Bezna Hekdish takes the Seirim and it becomes Hekdish right away. It doesn't go through him. But if he's a shomer for free, so then it seems he wants to be koine, he did it for free, so he wants to be koine the Seirim. He wants to give the Seirim, which will be used for the Korbanim, he wants to donate the Seirim. So the Rabbonon said, you can't do such a thing. Why? Dume leimosa letzibur yofe. Maybe he's giving it over. Maybe he really wants that it should be his Seirim. Rashi says over there, he would like Faker, he's menadev his services, he would like that the Kolben should be his, that his Seirim will be the Kolben Tzibur. It's very nice of him, but Al Kapon will be the apostle of the Kolben. So that's the Shaila, are you Chayish, that he's not Moiseret Letzibur Yofer. So Al Kaponim, we have there a tzir that the Seirim, which will be used for the Korban Ha'omer, so the Chachamim say, if it belongs to him, and he's giving it over for the Tzibur, for the Korban, we're afraid his intentions are not to be Maknit, his intentions are that you should use my Seirim for the Korban Tzibur. That's what the Chachamim hold. But at the Chama hold, we are Chayish. So Taisus asks the Kasha, so why by us, our Gemara says, we're not Chayish. We're not Chayish. We say, he gave over, stomach. So it's good. We say that he means what he says, and it's given over. So how does our Gemara stim with the Chachamim? So Taisvis Hochemoide. He says there the Chacham Baya Shaima, the Chachamim Amoide, that Yechayish. But over here, the Anan Sahadi the Kayin Godl Mosala Yofe, Shu Godl Betoire, the Yoideya Sheyesh Limsa Yofe. It matters who you're speaking about. If you're speaking about a Pasha to Shaima, a Poshet Shomer could be he has such fantasies that Fakert, he wants that the Kolben should be Mishaloi. But here we're speaking about a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Shu Gadol B'Tev Yedei, he knows that. I mean, there's no such thing. He knows the halachas. He knows that there's a halacha big dekuna has to belong Letzibo, so he's Zicha Meiseret B'Leib Shalom. Va'oid, Kivin shekol kvoid kohune hu shaloi. Since the whole covet of the kohune is his, mosala yofe, so then he gives it away, agav chavivis sha'oivet bo. Since because of the chavivis sha'oivet bo, so therefore, is maisa b'leib shalom. Exactly pshat in the second teretz, which is very unclear. Some seifers, Steiner's at first, he doesn't understand what the Taisvis is saying in the second teretz. But the Kitzel, what the Chassam Sefer does say, what he says, I don't understand completely, but the Chassam Sefer says, two hagdoras. Chassam Sefer says, why is it that we're chayish that a person would not be Moisa Yofa Yofa? Why are we Chayish? So he says there's two ways. Either he's doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, Ki Reitze Al Tzfrumkeit, Ki Reitze She Yiskapchu Mishaloi. That he wants that Fakert, that that the kapor of Klal Yisrael should come through what he possesses. He's doing it mamish al tfumkeit. Maybe it's amaratzis, but it's tfumkeit. That's one way. Or he says, oy l'shem kovit. Maybe he wants l'shem kovit. Sheyaymru shenida mishaloi v'nosnei l'tzibo. So I think the Chassam Sofer means that fakir, this is a gewaldike kovit. That means he donated to the, that the Zoldeveld wisdom, that he donated for the tzibo this and this and this. He's not giving it over, like if it's theirs already, I mean, fakir, he's giving it for the tzolche tzibo. So it's either for kovit or for frumkeit. So this the Chassam Sofer, this I do understand for the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer says, he brings a kash of the Sharam Melech. The Taisu says the first earth and Ansadi the Kayan Godl Mosul Yofa should Godl Batira Vyidea Shiesh Limsa Yofa Kayan Godl is he's a Godl Batira, so the Shamel Hesakasha the Kayan and Gdalam and the second base Amigdish, they weren't such big tzaddikim. So he says, Vakat, that's what Taisus means. He says, Mamanafshah. If, what are you shachayish for? If you chayish for Frumkai, that he's not doing it l'shem kovet. So Vakat, that's the Chanelach Kayan Godl. So if he's an Elach HaKoyin Godel, so Memele, so then he's Takeh, then he's a Talmud Chochim and a Godel B'Teiris, so Zichah B'Maisa Yofa Yofa. Now what do you say? Maybe he's doing it for Kovit. So here, exactly the Lomdus and Taisus, I don't understand. But Kivin Shekol Kovit Kohuna Hushaloi, since the Kovit Kohuna is his already, is there's Mosala Yofa Agav Chavivin Sha'ovid Bob. Somehow, since he has all the covet already, so this episode, for some reason, he's moiser it, since he's oivet bo, so, al gav chavivis, he's moiser it. That means he doesn't need more covet, or he's a psachoros hatoiv, so here we'll give it over. So Taisva says, whatever the Kohen Gadol could be, do pasnished the achshash of shebelim serene yofa yofa. Now, Taisa is another kash. V'chenle ben Buchri, the Omer beperik ha-koimetz rabbe, kol koyin she-shoikul einei choyte. Ben Buchri held that kahanim apotter from machzis ha-shekel. Kol oiver alapkudim, we learn out of limud that the kahanim are not, they're not mechuyiv to give machzis ha-shekel. So the Gemara says, "Kol koyin she shekel, if a koyin does give a shekel, ain't a chayte. Nothing wrong." But porich, the Gemara says, "There's a lot wrong. Even the lachatchila loy mechayev lasuye, since he's not mechuyev to give it, ki ko maisi mailchun lazor. So pshat is he's not mechuyev to give it. So pshat is so he's giving his own. It's so there were chayish like he wasn't nimsa yofe." Mashani the Mosul El Tzibah. First the Gemara held, he's not Mechuyiv to give, so he'll give his own, he's not Mosul El Tzibah. Mashani the Mosul El Tzibah. No, it's speaking, he ain't a Chayt, if he gives it El Tzibah. Frek Toch Toisves, how does this stim, here we're talking about all the Kahanim, how does this stim with the Rabbonon and Bob Metziah? He can lemay ma filim tim tzolay me the Sfirlai ke Rabbonon the Perk Abayis Valiyim, that what the we are chayy shem aleim serene yofe yofe beyafil rabbonam moide kivin shekol yisrael mevin shkolim inonami, so they also bring their shkolim nei deptiri mosre letzibo yofe yofe. That means they don't want to be different than everyone else. They don't want to be different than everyone else. So the Sfas Emes asks Akasha and Taisus, he says, doesn't understand Taisus Teretz. He tainis that Be'emison there's a tremendous difference between when the Kahanim give and when the Hamoin Am gives. He says when Klal Yisrael gives Machzis HaShekel, it becomes, this is given for a Kolben Tzibo. In what if Shat a Kolben Tzibo, we're making up the Tzibo. So that means that, so when each yid gives over, his snapshot is that I'm giving away. I'm giving, that means I'm a chelik of the tzibur, and when all yidin give, so that's how we create a tzibur. So pshat is, even though privately I don't have a chelik, I have a chelik as chelik of the tzibur. I'm part of the tzibur.
This is a Kolben Tzibur, and the Tzibur has to give this to create a Kolben Tzibur. He says, when Kahanim give, if they're not part of the Tzibur, they have to give it away to the Tzibur. It's not pshat that they become a chelik of the Tzibur. If they're not mechuyev and machzis ha-shekel, if they're giving, there is a Tzibur of Yisraelim, and they're giving it to the Tzibur, and they have no shaykhis at all with it. They're completely cut off from it. They're giving it to the Tzibur. So he says, their giving is not the same like all the other Yidin. The other Yidin are giving, what their giving is creating a Tzibur. We are the Tzibur. So he says he doesn't understand what Taisa says. Kim in Shko Yisrael, maybe in Shkol, in Nami. So they also give it over. Nei deptiri, mosel a Tzibur yofi yofi. For oi, kim in Shkol revach, hakabonus, haboim in Ashkolim, shalahemu, they gain the Rebochim, gomri yom mosri yofi. Then they see he give it over because they eventually derive benefits from it. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbanon, no. Amru Olav Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, she'osas aloi imoi ksayne shel meya mona. His mother made a ksayne shel meya mona, v'loiv she v'oivet bo avoydes yochet. U'mosro le tzibo. Amru Olav Rabbi Loza ben Charsoim, she'osas aloi imoi ksayne mishtei ribui. And his mother made a ksayne of 20,000 mona. A musig. V'lehinichu achiv akehanim lelofsha, v'imnei shenire ka'orum. It was such a fine pishtin, it was transparent. So memele, lefidarke atznius, they felt it's not, to be hammer was ma'ire. There's a difference between krishme and tfile. By krishme, a person, even though he's not wearing a shirt, he can learn krishme because as long as it's in libero yisraelve, so he's permitted. Mashenkin betfili is oimid bifnei amelach. So here, to go in bifnei amelach and kodesh kadoshim, there was some transparency in this beged, so nirika orim, an oimid bifnei amelach, that's nirika orim, that's a stira to oimid bifnei amelach. So Memele, so they didn't, they said he's not permitted to wear it. So the Gemara asked, so Mimis Chazi, how could the beged be transparent? V'omar ma chuton kofol shisha, that in order to be a kosher exoinus, it had to be kofol shisha. Amar Abaye kechamra b'mizga. That means that just like you can have wine in a bottle, the bottle could have thick glass, but you could still see the wine in the bottle. So the same way, even though it was a thickish type of material, but since it was so fine, it was able to be transparent. Zogt Rashi, Mishtei riboy mone, Choma ma'ar chuton shel bigdei kune, kofo shisha lekama beperek boloi, kechamro bemizgo, kiyayin hanire michutz lekli schuchis, vavu bisha schuchis ovo, kacho yapishten mutzo venire besore mitoicho. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono, Oni v'osher v'roshe boin ledin. They'll come with nebezne shalmaila. La'onim oimrim loy, mibnei loy asakta betoire. So this is going to be a kashe. He says, Pasha, the Gemara is telling us there are people in different matzovim who feel that they're not obligated to learn Torah, because the matzav that they're in is made it impossible for them to learn Torah. The Rebbein Shlom made them in a different matzav, Memela, then they would be glad to obligate and would learn. But in the matzav they're in, there's no obligation on them to learn Torah. So the Gemara tells us Nitazai, and Oni is going to come, Mibnei ma lo yosakta b'Torah. Im oimer Oni ha-yisi, b'torot b'mzayna yisai, I push it, didn't have time. Oimrim loy klum oni ha yisa yaisa mehilo. But you are greater oni than hilo. We see that anias does not have to necessarily spell out not learning. Amru olav al hilo lazoke. Shebechol yoyim veyoyim ha yaisa umistaper betrepik. That was his whole panose. It was bezachatzi dinner. It was a half a dinner. Chetzio yenoisen l'shoymer beis ha-medrash, v'chetzio l'panososei l'panosos anshei beise. Pam achas le'motza l'histake, one day he couldn't find this traffic either. Le'hinicho y'shoymer beis ha-medrash l'ikonus. Olo v'nitlo v'yoshev al-pi ha-rube, k'dei she'yishma divrei alekim chayim, v'pishmaye v'avtalye. So he didn't, even though he couldn't get into here, but this wasn't meineya his chukka to hear divrei kim chayim. So if you can't hear one way, so he went up on the over the aruba. Amru oise ayoyim erev shabbos oya ot kufes teves oisa. V'yorad olav shelig min hashamayim. Kshaola amud hashacha, amalo ishmaye laftalyain, avtalyain ochi. Bechol yoyim abayis meyer, vayoyim ofu, shema yoyim amaunanu. Itzitzu einayim, bero dmus odam barube. Olo motzu olav rum shloish amoish shelek. So three ames of shelek, v'sichuhu v'yishivu k'neged amedure. Omru roi ze l'chalul olav es ha-shabbos. The Pesach Hanayim explains three nekudas in this Gemara. Number one, he says as follows. The Shaila could be, is not, why weren't you like Hillel? He says, Hillel did lefni mishur hasadir. Well, the Shaila is, why weren't you keveye itim la teire? You see, it's not an impossibility. That's the kasha. That means if Hillel could have, he learned kol ayoyim b'teire, Salkaponim, you at least could have been kevei itim latayr. That's what the Pesach Hanayim says. Number one. Number two, he brings a Taisvus in Psochem. The Pashtus of the Gemara, it seems that this was Leil Shabbos. So we see that there was a Seder. There was a Seder, not only Erev Shabbos, there was a Seder. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, there was a Seder in Beis Medrash. And Taisus of Psochem Taka says, Yontav also used to come back. It was a Seder, Yontav at night. He says, but really, they didn't learn there the whole night. That wasn't a Seder. He says, but this night, the snow is so deep that it seems they were there in the morning already. Like in the morning, they looked up, and why didn't they get light? He says, there was a blizzard. So Memela, that's why usually they would have gone home at, after Chatzais, they would have gone home. But they were anusim to go home because of the blizzard. Then is ma'ira amru roi ze lechalol olav es ha-shabbos. So what's mean roi ze lechalol olav es ha-shabbos? Everyone here, there's a mitzvah of pikuach nefashos. Roi ze lechalol olav es ha-shabbos. So the Ben Yoyada Lamaisa answers on this kasha as follows. That the Emerson, they did not do a malocha de yereis. It says what they did. They took off the snow. They were roichetzim. They were sochim. V'shivu keneged amedure. They didn't do any deraisa de kechelo Shabbos. Not whatsoever. Could be there wasn't even a rabbonu de kechelo Shabbos. So people thought whatever they were doing, God, that there was a medure burning. So they didn't have to make a medure. I mean, they had mayim chamim, so they were roichetzim. They didn't do a malocha lemaisa. So people thought, a person can look half dead, but you only do the rabbonons. So they said, no, roi ze lechalav olav es ha-shabbos. Because there's another diyik, the Ben Yodas. I mean, if you want to pass, if you'll have to be mechalo Shabbos, so first don't be mechalo Shabbos, and then say, roi ze lechalav, you have to say right away, you saw him on the ruba. Oh, roi ze lechalav olav es ha-shabbos, so that'll be mechalo Shabbos. It seems after they did everything, they said, Roy Zelechal over Shabbos. So, Friya Tutman, Nochtem Zuckman, as Yelat, be Machal Shabbos. No, so he says, Fakert, he says, Be'emison, there was no Chilo Shabbos whatsoever, even though he was a Chilo Sheyesh Beisakone. So one might think that this Matzav is still called a Chilo Shem Beisakone. So they said, no, Roy Zelechal over Shabbos. No, it wasn't necessary. That's why we didn't do anything, but don't derive. I was there and I saw that he was half dead and they didn't do anything. He also says maybe that gufa, that was the schus of Hillel, that they had the medur and they had everything, that it wasn't necessary to be mechalo Shabbos. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Osher oimrim loi mibnei maloi osakto beteure. Im oimer Osher hayisi betore deisi benachosai.
Listen, I was very busy, unable.
Oimrim loi klum Osher hayisa yoise merabolosa. Amru olav rabolosa ben chalsum, sheiniach loi oviv elav ayores beyaboshe,
he was left over with Amir de Kiyarusha.
Ubechol yoim veyoim, noitol noit shall kemach al kseifoi, umahalach meir leir, memedina, memedina, lil meitoir.
That means, we'll see later, there was not one day in his life that he got involved in the nechosim he possessed. He was busy learning Torah.
Pam achas matzu avodov.
Once he had ayoris, 1,000 ayoris. Now these ayoris, so since they belonged to him, so there were certain obligations of the people who lived in the shtot. They had to do some work, masim, certain obligations since it belonged to the ear belonged to someone. Is matzu avodov. So his avodim, they did not know that he's Rabbi Loza ben Charsim. So they found him. They found a person, Vosu boy and Garia. So they said he has to do some work. You're not better than anybody else.
Oma lehen bebakoshe mikem en ichuni ve'elech lum meitere.
Please, patter me from doing the work, because I want to go and learn.
Omru loi chai Rabbi Loza ben Charsim she'em en ichen oisach.
They didn't know who he was. He said, what do you mean? We swear in the life of Rabbi Loza ben Chasim, we won't let you. I mean, you're obligated to work like everyone else is obligated to work.
So
we see a person could have such a gewaldic matzev of Ashiris, it's not Muchach, that should be mafkiyim from learning Torah.
Roshe, if a person had girui hayetzer, oimrim loy mibneima loy osakta betoyre, im oimer no hayisi vetorot beyitzri, oimrim loy klum no hayisa miyosef.
So Mela, I was too busy, not too busy, that means I had too many distractions. It was impossible for me to be oiker from minus yoinis to learn Torah. Klum noa yisa me yosef. Amru olav al yosef hatzadik v'chol yoim v'yoim ha'yisa eishes peitifa mishadal toi bedvorim. Begodim shalav shalai shachis lelav shalai arvis. Begodim shalav shalai arvis lelav shalai shachis. V'zamer deke giri. Amru loi hishomali. Amar lo laf.
I'll imprison you.
Then she threatened
him.
Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says,
Pirku, la'oni oimrim loy, kloima imbo bezn shalamala l'chayiv aniyim. Al yedei hilu, bashirim al yedei rabbeloza, utchud de hayetza de yosef, yesh pischem per lebaldin lechaibam. It's not a, you don't have a teretz. Pilku masi yeshalig meolov. And garya avoidesar here, avoides atzma hois, I was still working for him, behim ena makirim boi, svurim shum yosh ve yoresh aloi, shavoides adai neoretz mutelos aloi, mishadalte mefata oisoi, ki yefate metargaminen are yeshadu, Shalov shaloi bishviloi. The Maral in the Droshes says a Amir de Kebir Hana Gemore. He brings a Medrash. The Medrash says in Bamidbar Begimol dvorem nitna teure ba midbar ba eish u ba mayim. The teure was given in a midbar, was given ba eish and was given ba mayim. It wasn't a midbar that we know. It says va'arsini oshen kulim neshiyod olav Hashem ba eish. And it says gam ovim not for mayim, that it was raining. So what is pshat? Why was Torah given with these three matzovim in a midbar ba'eish ba'mayim? So he tells su'a gemore, and he says as follows. He says, for example, that let's go with Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim. A person has a lot of nechosim, and that forces him that he has to take care. He has to take care of the nechosim. So mameila, that forces him that's a meineya to learn Torah. Is yira ki ha Torah nitna b'mayim? Torah was given b'mayim. Hu ha-motor asher hoya im nesinosa, and motor is a broche. Rain is a broche. The Sefri says, "Mamoto chayim ubrocha loylom." Avdivrei Torah chayim ubrocha loylom. Lahayroi sheim yasek betoire hatoire hi loy limtar mayim v'yisbolchu nechosov ba'oifin shegam im lo yasek kol kach ba'asokov yitan lo Hashem yisborch broche. He has a lot of nechosim, so the ribui broche can come duch limada teire. Teire was given b'shas matan teire was given. There was motto, which is a broche loylam, to show that aydei limada teire one can be koine broche. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, kim b'seiris Hashem chevtzei b'seirosa yege yoimam v'loylo. So it says kol asher yase yatzliach. So the Gemara darshins on this posik, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Koloisik b'teira nechosov matzlichim. Harei lecho, im oisik b'teira, mitoich kach eini noisin data yomachshate al nechosov kol kach, tza'avim lo yiyya motor opnei adomo, afal pikein, but he'll be zoiche to the motor of teira. That is, so that's why teira was given b'mayim. Torah was given ba'esh. He says that's the second inyan. B'zaklal yetzalei v'odom ramin urov. So person will say, I couldn't help myself. So therefore, Torah was given ba'esh. Haloi kaidvori ka'esh ne'um Hashem. And the Gemara says in Kedushin, im poge b'chom enuvu zem ashrela beis ha-medrish, im even hinei muach, im barzol mispoitze, shenem leikei dvori ka'esh num Hashem. Ha-rei ki ha-esh shel teure goiver al yetzer ha-ro, ad asheninenu yocher lishloit b'leim del. That is the koyach ha-esh that teure has. And he says, therefore, we find that the yontif of Shavuos, the shtei alechem was chometz. Even though the Torah was marchik chimutz in the Beis Hamikdash, because chimutz is meramez on the seir shebeise, but if a person has with him the eish sol Torah, so that gives him a koyach, the chometz can be here and he can be shaylet over the chometz. And he brings a Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara says, V'sam tem, sam tam, nimshe le teire ki sam chayim, moshe le odom shehikes b'noi maka g'doyle, v'inich le retiya al makosei. A person had a meiridike maka, and he has a bandage on it, to heal the maka. V'oma loy b'ni, koz man she retiya zu al makoscho, achil ma she anoscho, shesei ma she anoscho, chayitz bein b'chamim bein b'tzoin, bein atom is yori. The maka is the yetzer hara, and kozman the sam is there, which is going on the Torah, the barosi yetzer hara, barosi Torah tablim. So mamela, one does not have to be scared of the yetzer hara. So mamela, that was why the Torah was given ba'esh,
that it could be shoilet on the Yetzer Hara. And he says there's a third meineya, anius. So he says, Amayra de Kezach. Ki b'ra'ois ha'adam es onyoi v'ra'ya mazole, a person sees he doesn't have panosa, it's geit nisht. So he should know one thing. Loi b'mehera yinotek v'yishtana ha'ma'areches ba'ozvei atoire v'yosei oisek b'chayesho. If he sees there's a gzeire before a person is born, if it'll be an oni, if it'll be an osher, if he sees he's an oni, he's a gaitnit, so memele, so that's a raya, that's how it was nigza, that he's going to be an oni. So he says, don't think by shutting the gemara you're going to get panosa. If it was nigza on you to be an oni, you can shut the gemara, you still won't get panosa. Lefikach, yoise toivloi she yasek betoire, vetia os panososei al yidei Hashem Yisboch. He says, fakel, if you see that you're in a matzav of anias, so al pi derech ha-teva you'll remain anoni. So fakat, if you want panosa, the only way you can get panosa is shaloi ke derech ha-teva. U'bishvil ze nitno ha-teire ba-midbol. U'chmoy shamarnu ki iker ha-teire b'mokem asher ein sham dvorim gufniim. The midbol was a place, there was nothing there. Ki ein han hogas ha'oisik b'teira b'teva ha'oilom ha'idea mazl v'amareches. That an hoge, a person who's oisik b'teira, his parnose, his ashkoch, is not a piderech ha'teva. V'im kein, mi she'ein loyle his parnis, if he doesn't have parnose, is mitzad eisik ha'teira. But, so then he'll get panosa. Who can my midbo yifanaseyu Hashem Yisborech v'yazmin loy panososoy k'chol asher osa b'midbo. V'zeh shekosuv v'ayachilcho es amon l'manei diyacho k'ilei l'alechem levada yichyodom k'al kol meitzi pi Hashem yichyodom. Rotsa loymer. Shal yachshei v'odom, a person shouldn't think she ain't panasosi muzumenis loy ki'im al derech ha-tevel minigoylem. That's the only way one can get panasa. Rak she'oisik b'teire yivtach boyis borech she'yazmin loy mizaynoysov b'chol yoyim kasher hizmin li Yisrael b'rechtam achav b'amidbo b'eretz loy zeruah.